Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Tornadoes caused widespread damage in Oklahoma overnight. At least two people died and several people were injured. Logan Layden with member station KGOU has more.
Authorities were assessing the damage Sunday morning after multiple tornadoes were reported to have swept through the state overnight. A four-month-old child died near the small town of Holdenville, Oklahoma, according to multiple local media reports. The severe weather did damage to buildings, trees, and power lines across multiple locations. Tens of thousands of customers were still without power Sunday morning. For NPR News, I'm Logan Layden in Oklahoma City.
A shooting in San Antonio's historic Market Square last night caused panic among residents participating in the city's annual Fiesta celebration. Texas Public Radio's Kayla Padilla reports the shooting left two people dead and four injured.
Eva Villarreal traveled from Dallas to San Antonio to enjoy Fiesta, an annual tradition celebrating the city's culture and history. She was with her friends outside of her hotel when she heard gunfire coming from across the street.
And we were out here with the DJ listening to the music, and then we heard five shots, and the DJ said, "We're closing it down, everybody. Take cover."
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus said two young men opened fire on each other in the crowded Market Square. Officers then returned the fire, which led to the death of the two shooters and four others injured. McManus said law enforcement is still investigating a motive behind the shooting. I'm Kayla Padilla in San Antonio.
Israel's foreign minister says a planned military incursion into the city of Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip could be suspended if Israel and Hamas can reach an agreement on the return of hostages held by Hamas. Israel Katz is not a member of the war cabinet overseeing the Gaza operation. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says the U.S. is the only country that can stop Israel from attacking Rafah, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are taking refuge. Heard here through an interpreter, he said time was running out to get Palestinians out of Rafah.
What is happening in Gaza, what will happen in the coming days, and what Israel will do by invading the city of Rafah, it would be the biggest disaster in the history of the Palestinian people.
He was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to hold meetings there tomorrow. In the U.S., college students across the country have been demonstrating in support of Palestinians in Gaza and calling for a ceasefire. The University of Southern California has sealed off its campus to outsiders and canceled graduation ceremonies. This is NPR News in Washington. Reporters, politicians, and celebrities mixed it up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night. The event is known to some as the Nerd Prom. NPR's Maria Andrusovich reports speakers celebrated democracy and a free press, while also roasting the newsmakers.
President Biden took the podium for a relatively short set, poking fun at his own age, but also taking more than a few shots at presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump.
And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost was the headliner. He also mentioned the president's advanced age more than once.
It's after 10 p.m. Sleepy Joe is still awake.
But Jost ended on a sentimental note, saying his late grandfather voted for Biden and calling the president a decent man. Marie Andrusovich, NPR News, Washington.
The Louvre Museum in Paris is planning to move the Mona Lisa. The famous painting by Italian artist Leonardo da Vinci now shares a large room with other artworks. It's set to get its own room, underground, with its own underground entrance. Museum-goers have complained about waiting in line for hours to view the painting behind bulletproof glass for only a few seconds. The Mona Lisa has been the target of numerous attacks over the years. The painting is the museum's largest attraction by far. More than 8 million visitors came to the Louvre last year. And more visitors are likely this year, since Paris will be hosting the Summer Olympics. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.